Welcome to Fear on Four.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Well done,
I think you all worked very successfully together.
thank you.
Can go into recovery now.
Right.
We'll keep an eye on her, but I think she'll be fine.
I think she'll be perfect. Right, let's go with
this one, shall we? Tissue Memory by Judy Upton.
We ought to be thinking about going back inside.
Oh, let's walk a little bit further. Huh?
Oh, I don't want you overdoing it.
I know. All right. Just as far as accident and emergency.
Ooh. That's steady, Anna. Take your time.
Who's that waving at us?
Where?
Well, it must be us he's waving at. There's no one else it could be. Perhaps he's one of the junior doctors who watched my operation.
Where are you looking? I can't see anyone.
Perhaps something's happened. We ought to go and see what he wants.
Oh, no, we didn't. I promised Dr. Brayfield I wouldn't walk you more than a few yards, and it's getting chilly. It's time to go back inside.
Oh, but Paul...
We'll tell the staff nurse that there's someone in the car park who might need assistance. Now, come on.
Good night. Thanks.
My God! Who are you? What do you want?
Anna, love, you pressed your buzzer. Are you okay?
There was a man leaning right over me. A young man. His eyes staring right into mine.
You've been having a bad dream, haven't you, love?
No. He woke me. He was real. While I turned to press the buzzer, he must have run off. I'm sure it was the same man I saw in the car park earlier. I thought then he might be a doctor.
You won't find a doctor in here at this time. This is a full-scale emergency. But it is possible some drunk could have blundered up from a casualty. It hasn't been known. And I let security just to be on the safe side.
Thank you.
Chances are, though, it was just a dream. Shall I get you something? To help you sleep?
No. I'll be fine now, Sally. Good night.
Good night, Anna.
It's so good to see you with a little colour in your cheeks again. You seem to be getting stronger every day.
Yes. I feel that I am. Little by little, I'm becoming the old Anna again.
My old Anna with a brand new heart.
What kind of bird is that singing?
I can't hear anything.
You lift me up on my pillows so I can look out the window.
Hmm? Yeah, there. Oh. More comfy?
Mm.
The concrete jungle. Not a tree or a patch of grass in sight. I don't know why they always used to build hospitals in the grimmest kind of urban location they could find. Even in the summer, I don't expect to find many birds or flowers around here.
Blackstone floor. An arga. Where am I? Where am I? Outside, trees and fields. Someone's chopping wood. If I'm dreaming... Why can I feel the roughness of the flagstones under my feet? The coolness of the window pane. A winding garden path lined with red hollyhocks, golden dahlias, lavender. Forest of dark green firs beyond the garden fence. It's him! The stranger from the hospital. Coming up the path. Can you see me? He's looking right at me. He's very handsome. He's coming in. Oh, how can I explain what I'm doing in his house when I don't even know how I got here?
I thought maybe we'd get my mother to do the flowers. Well, that'll save another expense. Have you had any more thoughts about where we should go on honeymoon, Anna? Anna?
What, love?
You're not feeling faint again, were you, darling?
Was I asleep?
No, you just had a sort of far-off look in your eyes. Oh, it's not because I was talking about the wedding, is it? You're not having second thoughts about still going ahead in August?
No, love. I just had the strangest feeling.
Well, it's barely a month since you're up. Of course, you'd still tire easily. And that's why you must say if you think we should postpone the wedding. Only you can know how well you feel.
Blood pressure normal? Good.
I definitely wasn't daydreaming, Dr. Brayfield. There I was, standing in someone else's kitchen. It can't be real, yet it feels like it is. And there was a man. I've seen him in the hospital, too. High cheekbones, curly brown hair, staring, golden eyes. Is it some kind of side effect from the anti-rejection drugs? Some sort of hallucination?
No. I can assure you, you're not being given anything that could cause visions of this nature.
I'm having visions, am I, Doctor?
You say you've never experienced anything like this before your transplant.
No, never.
Well, there is a reported phenomenon we call tissue memory, in which the recipient of the transplanted organ starts to experience flashbacks from the donor's life.
So, you're telling me I'm having someone else's memories?
Quite possibly. These tissue memories are nothing to worry about. In the papers I read on the phenomenon, all the evidence suggests they'll soon fade away.
Not still awake, are you, Anna?
Oh, I just can't get to sleep tonight.
I'm making a cup of tea, if you'd like one.
You're a treasure, Sally.
Where the hell have you been? God, Jimmy, you disappear for hours without even having the consideration to tell me where you're going or even leave me a note.
Who are you?
You've changed, Jimmy. Something's changed in you.
Can he hear me?
Something's died in you.
Can he see me or does he see her?
Don't just stand there with that smug, knowing smile on your face. Why won't you talk to me? Why can't we talk like we used to? I know you're keeping something from me, Jimmy. And I'm going to find you out, one way or another.
Anna? Anna? Anna?
What?
You were talking in your sleep.
I wasn't asleep.
You were having a bad dream by the sound of it. You kept shouting for your boyfriend, Mark, Mark.
My fiancé's name's Paul, and I wasn't dreaming. It was real.
Here's your tea, Anna.
Can you
try and get back to sleep, eh?
I wasn't asleep. It was someone else's memory. My heart donor's. I know she was a woman a little younger than me. I wonder how she died. I find myself in her world. I sense what's around her. I can see through her eyes. But I can't touch her thoughts. Yet I can feel. I can feel she felt passionately about him. About Mark. Just thinking about him now is making her heartbeat quicken. He's here, in my bed. He's kissing me. I can feel his lips. I can feel my mouth kissing him. My fingers can touch him. I can feel the warmth of his body, his breath close to my ear. He's just a memory. He's not really here.
Penny Forum, you've got that faraway look in your eyes again.
He's looking straight into my eyes.
You were thinking of someone else, weren't you? When I was kissing you then? When we were making love earlier? Who is he? Who is he, Chilly?
If I close my eyes, maybe he'll disappear. Fade like a ghost into the darkness. Still hear his breathing. He's closed his eyes. His face looks so peaceful, so handsome. Oh, what would Paul think if he knew I was lying here with another man?
Still awake, huh?
He's gone.
Sorry I'm a bit late this afternoon. Lunchtime meetings always seem to overrun, don't they? Giles was very pleased to hear you'd be well enough to make the sales conference. Oh. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't incorporate some kind of little celebration to welcome you back to the land of the living.
I remember the last of Giles's little celebrations.
You must be looking forward to getting back to work. I don't know how you can stand the sheer boredom of being stuck in here day after day.
Well, Dr. Brayfield did say that he might be able to let me out at the end of the week.
Oh, that's terrific news. I've still got the bathroom and kitchen to decorate, but the study is nearly finished. I've laid the carpet, and there's room for both our desks.
Well, once I'm out of here, there's no reason why I can't start working again. From the flat, just, well, an hour or so at a time for a few of my old clients.
Well, the extra phone line should be installed by the weekend. And I think I've solved the problem of your laptop. You know, we really should give some thought to setting up on our own as a design partnership. Up once you're fully recovered, of course.
Morning, Jilly. Mark.
That makes a change, doesn't it? Someone from the village actually talking to us. Sometimes I think the biggest mistake we ever made was to leave London for this place.
It's beautiful here. Thatch roofs, village store, little tea shop, a church tower rising above a cluster of yew trees. In the distance, an host house.
I suppose you're going up to town this afternoon to see your sister?
You're gripping my hand too tight. It hurts.
Like you did last weekend. Or rather, that's where you told me you were. But I followed you, Jilly. And you didn't go to the station.
Anna? Anna. You're looking all far away and dreamy again. I just asked you if you thought mint green or the cornflower blue for the bathroom.
Cornflower blue. Yes, that sounds nice.
You know what your problem is? You've been in here so long, you're starting to vegetate. When are you seeing Dr. Brayfield?
He's supposed to be in this afternoon.
If he isn't on the golf course. The sooner he lets you out of here, the better.
I'm afraid it would be breaching the regulations concerning patient confidentiality to tell you the origins of the donor organ. You were told you now have the heart of a healthy 25-year-old woman, and that's all you need to know.
But I have some of that woman's memories.
You imagine you're sleeping with her partner, quite so.
No, I don't imagine it, Dr. Brayfield. I remember it. I keep finding myself living the life of a dead woman.
All the more reason for trying to put it out of your mind.
It's easy for you to say, Doctor. Can't you just let me know if her name was Jilly and what she died of?
I'm sorry, Anna. Donor confidentiality has to be respected. What you need to be thinking about is your new heart's future, not worrying yourself about its past. You're making very good progress, Anna. So good that I'm willing to discharge you. As long as there's someone at home to take care of you.
Mark, I mean, Paul will be there.
So what do you think, darling? Maybe the gold mixer taps are a little over the top. And I wasn't sure whether to get a blue or white shower curtain. I thought I'd leave that decision for you to make. And I've repositioned your antique mirror over here. I've had the back re-silvered too, so you'll be able to see yourself more clearly.
Looking at your face in the mirror again, Jilly. Wondering if you should pretty yourself up for him, whoever he is. Oh, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me there's no one else. For God's sake, talk to me. Jilly!
I'm not...
It's all right, darling, it's all right. Here, sit down, sit down. Are you feeling dizzy?
Oh, no.
Only one minute you were looking in the mirror and the next you were swaying like you were going to fall.
I just felt a bit faint, I suppose. Oh. The excitement of coming out of hospital.
Yeah, or maybe it's the paint fumes in here. It's a better view than from your old flat, isn't it?
Still just rooftops and blocks of flats. Oh, I wish we could move to the country.
What? You always told me you're a city person. You like the hustle and bustle, the life in the fast lane.
I know, I did. But now, I'd like to wake up to birdsong.
You know what you've had, don't you, Anna? A change of heart.
Funny, I don't think.
But the main thing is, you're back on your feet. And we can start living the way we did before you became ill. The old Anna's back in business. and back with me at last.
It's in a village with a station. There was a church, a tea shop, and an oast house in the distance.
It's probably Kent, then.
I'd know it if I saw a picture of it. I'd recognise the church.
There are several good illustrated guides to Kent villages. Have a look over there.
This one for stations to Ramsgate, love.
Thanks. I know this street as if I've really been here before. Walking arm in arm with Mark. Past the store, the little tea shop, and here's the farm track to our... to their cottage. It must be just beyond that clump of trees. Oh, he might still be living there. Oh, supposing that's him, cutting logs for the stove. He doesn't know me. I mustn't disturb him. I can't ask him about her. She can only have died a month ago. Poor young woman. Such a waste. And to leave this beautiful place and him behind. The cottage. Exactly as my heart remembered it. Red hollyhocks. Huge golden dahlias drooping over the path. He must be in the wood beyond. I must go up to the house and just have a quick look in the kitchen window where her memories have placed me so many times. Oh, fresh lavender and thyme. The kitchen. Exactly as it was in her memories. Oh, it's so peaceful here. Not a sound. The axe has stopped. He might be coming back here. If he sees me, he'll think there's a strange woman stooping round in his garden. And how can I explain?
Oi!
A man. A long way off. It must be him. He's seen me in his garden. I must go. He's coming. Oh, my heart.
Oh, Anna.
Hello, Paul. I'm okay.
Whatever possessed you? Going off like that to some remote spot without letting anyone know where you were going?
Ask him. Ask Dr. Brayfield what I was doing down that particular country lane in front of that particular cottage.
I don't see how the doctor can...
I don't know exactly where you were found, Anna. I didn't speak to the ambulance crew myself. What concerns me is that you were found lying on the damp ground, completely unconscious, and in your fragile state...
I was outside her house. The woman whose heart I've been given. I was standing outside her house, listening to Mark chopping logs in the forest.
Mark?
Now, take it easy, Anna.
Mark.
It's all right, Anna, it's all right. No, just talk to her for a minute, Paul. Try to calm her. Sally, I need this patient moved to intensive care as a precautionary measure.
Fingers crossed there's room. Now, take deep breaths, Anna.
Everything's all right, darling.
I'm just giving you something to make you relax. There we are.
I can't breathe.
Now, you know how to use the oxygen mask, don't you, Anna? Just let it help you. Breathe slowly, with no hurry. That's it. Nice, slow, deep breaths. Can you take over here, Sally? I need to talk to Paul for a minute.
Of course, Doctor.
Just give her a little oxygen as and when she needs it.
Right.
What's wrong with her?
Initial tests suggest that Anna's accident, lying unconscious on damp, chilly ground, may have been detrimental to the health of her new heart. It's showing certain signs of starting to reject.
Oh, no. Oh, Anna.
Wheel up her immunosuppressant medication and move her down to intensive care where she can be more closely supervised.
She will be all right, won't she?
That's better, Anna. You're out of danger now.
Listen to me. Gilly! Gilly!
Anna.
I know where you've been. It's that farmer. That pig farmer, isn't it? That's the mud from his barnyard on your boots, isn't it?
Mark, listen. Oh, please be able to hear me. I'm not Jilly. I'm Anna. Please. Please put the axe down.
Is that where you've been? In a barn with that farmer?
He's crazy. I've got to escape. Up here.
Don't think you can run away from this, Jilly!
The bedroom window. Oh, it's stuck. I'm trapped.
Look at you, standing there, with that cold superior sneer on your face.
Get back. Please. Put the axe down. Please. You've got to listen to me.
Oh, scared, are you? Scared I'd hit you with this?
Well, maybe I would. Maybe I'm just mad enough.
No, no. Let go of the axe.
Jilly, no. Put it down.
Keep back. Keep away from me.
Jilly. Come here, you bloody bitch.
Oh, it's over. It's not real. It was just a memory. A terrible memory. She can't have... He can't have... Blot it out. Take deep breaths. Calm. Be calm. I'm lying safe in the ward. I'm safe in... What? I don't recognise this ceiling. Steady. Think. Dr. Brayfield said I was being moved to intensive care. So... It's a different ceiling. I'll put the light on. Try to read. There's a woman lying beside me. This isn't the ward. I'm still in the cottage. It's her. Jilly. She's looking straight at me. Can she see me? Oh, she's very still. Perhaps she's... No. She's breathing. Oh, I'm face to face with my heart's previous owner. What is...
Oh, no.
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 Oh, my stomach. I feel the pain. The pain in my stomach. The room's swimming. I'm going to be sick. Let's get to the bathroom. Mark! Oh, God, no! The axe! Blood! Mark? Mark?
It's all right, Anna, everything's all right.
Mark! Mark!
Hold her, Sally, I'll administer the sedative.
Mark, how's Mark?
Everything's okay, Anna.
Where is he? Where's Mark? Why won't you tell me? My husband is... My husband...
She means a fiancé. Is he on his way?
She needs to be allowed to rest. Let her sleep now.
Dr. Brayfield.
Anna's condition does seem to be stabilised.
Can I see her?
Briefly, yes.
But is the new heart being rejected?
I hope the drugs we are giving her can prevent it.
Oh, it's my fault, I mean... Persuading her to sell her flat, all the upheaval of moving to my place, plus the wedding plans, it's been too stressful.
No, it's nothing to do with that. It's more to do with the heart itself.
There's something wrong with it? I thought it had come from a healthy young donor.
Physically healthy, yes. But one who had been through a very traumatic experience immediately prior to her death. I don't know how much Anna has told you.
Told me about what?
She's been experiencing tissue memory... Flashbacks from the heart donor's life. Through here, follow me.
I can't... Are you sure? I mean, she's not mentioned anything like that to me.
Hello, Dr. Brayfield. Paul, she's just waking up.
Thank you, Sally.
How are you, Anna?
Why can't you let me die?
Anna!
I took the pills, I wouldn't have to live. I did love him, you see.
This is Paul, your fiancé.
He thought I was having an affair. As if I would.
as if I'd ever look at another man.
Anna, it's me.
If I went out for even a few minutes, he'd be asking me where I'd been. It was because we were so close. It was because he loved me.
Well, she doesn't recognize me. She thinks she's someone else. She's got someone else's memories. Where's Anna? Where's my Anna?
I'm sure this is a temporary confusion. All the studies I've read, and in the last few days I've read the most recent ones, indicate that tissue memory soon fails.
How soon? And if it doesn't? Look, I want to know who this donor was. And how did they die?
Oh, something's up with the monitor. The breathing's fine. Pulse?
Where is he? Why will no one tell me anything? I called an ambulance. Before I took the pills, I called an ambulance. Mark was still breathing.
The pulse is fine. Must be a fault of the monitor, then.
He was terrifying when he lost his temper. I didn't know what he might do. I grabbed the axe. I didn't mean to kill him.
Anna, listen to me. You haven't killed anyone. She can't hear me.
I don't think there's anything to worry about. I think it's just a technical problem with the monitor here, but I need to get some equipment and do a few tests to make sure. I will be a minute.
Life support. Is that what I'm on? Why can't I move? Why can't I speak?
Anna, you are moving. You are speaking.
Coma? I'm not in a coma, you stupid man. I'm conscious. I can hear everything you're saying. Consent forms. Donor card's not going to recover. I don't want to recover. I've killed the man I love.
You haven't killed anyone. You're not her. The woman who died. You're Anna. You're my fiancée. I love you.
Yes. Switch the machine off. I'd hurt myself if I could. Give my heart to someone who wants to live. Give my heart to someone who's in love.
Anna. Oh, my God. Anna. Doctor, get a doctor in here!
Mark?
Jilly! There you are at last!
Anna!
Mark, we're together again.
Kiss me, Jilly. Kiss me.
In Tissue Memory by Judy Upton, Rachel Atkins was Anna, Kim Wall, Paul, Gerard McDermott, Mark, John Rowe, Dr. Brayfield, and Carolyn Jones, Sally. The director was David Blunt.